Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is March 30th. Today, normally I'd be saying that it is the last day of this week's Come Follow Me block, but since this week's Come Follow Me block is Easter, and since the culmination of Easter is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I wanted to talk about that on Sunday. I wanted Easter Sunday to be all about his resurrection and that he lives. So this is the second to last day of this week's Come Follow Me block, and tomorrow we'll be talking about his resurrection, dipping into our next week's Come Follow Me block just a little bit. But today I wanted to talk about the Savior's ability to heal. Several years ago, Sister Alberto talked about a church in Germany, in Dresden, that had been bombed during World War II. And years after the war had ended, they decided that they were going to rebuild the church. And where possible, they wanted to use some bricks from the bombed church. Now, what's interesting is that as they did that, the bricks from the bombed church were blackened by the bombing, blackened from what they had been through. And so when they rebuilt this church, it was very, very obvious which bricks were original to the building because you just saw this beautiful kind of light tan building with just random dark black bricks in it. But the beautiful thing is that the blackened bricks were a reminder, not just of the tragedy that had happened in that city, but it was a symbol of hope. If that church could be rebuilt, then we and our lives can also be rebuilt. Sister Alberto said, "I realize that my life is like that church. I have gone through very hard times. The scars are still there. The pain is still there. But the Lord has rebuilt my life and has allowed me to have joy in this life through his tender mercies and through the atonement of Jesus Christ." My friends, let us remember that no matter how wounded we are, no matter how broken we are, in any way that we're broken, Jesus Christ can heal, can rebuild, and can make us whole. Not just whole, but can create something beautiful from the brokenness. Remember the beautiful phrase from Isaiah 61, beauty for ashes? That is what the Savior's atonement can do for us. It can make something beautiful from our brokenness, from our ashes. My friends, each and every one of us at some point in our lives, and usually at most points of our lives, if I'm being honest, is experiencing some kind of brokenness. Whether we're experiencing a broken heart, whether we're experiencing a sadness or a brokenness from the choices of children or spouses, whether we're experiencing a sadness or a brokenness because of sin or mistakes that we've made, whether we're experiencing a brokenness and a sadness because of mental health struggles, all of us at some point experience these ashes moments of our lives, this brokenness in our lives. But my friends, the beauty of the atonement of Jesus Christ is that it's not just for the end of our lives. Oftentimes when we think about the atonement, we think, well, I'm going to do everything that I can in this life. And then when I get to the other side, when I'm standing at the judgment seat, then the atonement of Jesus Christ kicks in and kind of gets me to that 100% that I need to be in to get to heaven. And my friends, that is simply not the case. The atonement of Jesus Christ isn't for the last days. It's for our every days. It's for our painful days. It's for our broken days. The atonement of Jesus Christ heals our hearts and makes us whole. And what is left can be absolutely beautiful. That brokenness, that pain, that difficulty was part of the plan of salvation. Our Father in heaven sent us to this earth knowing that it would be a trial, knowing that it would be a struggle, knowing that there would be times when we would hurt, when we would feel broken. But my friends, the purpose of adversity isn't just for suffering's sake. The point of adversity is that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, it can refine us and strengthen us and make us better, make us whole. I know I've talked about this before, but I absolutely love it. And that is the Japanese art of kintsugi. I have no idea if I said that right. I have never taken Japanese a day in my life. But the art of kintsugi basically means golden repair. And it's an art form where in Japan, when something breaks, when something's broken, they don't just get rid of it or they don't whip out the super glue and try to make it look like it had never been broken in the first place. Instead, they use gold to repair the cracks. They use gold to put it back together. So once it's done, once it's repaired, yes, it's been broken. And yes, you can see that it's been broken. But what you're left with is something not only more beautiful, than you had before, but you're left with something that is stronger than what you had before. And that is what the atonement of Jesus Christ can do for us in our brokenness if we will let Him. He can mend us. He can repair us. He can put us back. That doesn't mean that the scars of what we've experienced are going to go away. We're still going to remember it, and it still might even hurt from time to time. But if we allow Him to refine us in that adversity and refine us in that brokenness, He can create something beautiful from that brokenness, and He can create something strong from that brokenness. So my friends, as we approach Easter Sunday, I ask you, in what ways are you currently broken? In what ways are you hurting or struggling or in pain or are in need in some way, shape, or form? Have you thought of a way that you are maybe broken or hurting? Now, my second question is, as we approach Easter Sunday, what can you do or what do you need to do to invite the Savior to heal you? Remember right before the Savior came to the Americas, the people were sitting in the darkness and they hear the voice of Christ. And He says to them, "Will ye not now return unto me and repent of your sins and be converted that I may heal you? Yea, verily I say unto you, if ye will come unto me, ye shall have eternal life. Behold, mine arm of mercy is extended toward you, and whosoever will come, him will I receive. And blessed are those who come unto me." My friends, if we need any sort of healing from the Savior, whether it's healing from the acts of others or whether it's healing from our own personal choices, that healing from the Savior comes as we turn to Him. His promise is that if we will come unto Him, then He will receive us in His arms of mercy and in His arms of love. And as He receives us, He is able to make us whole. Now, my friends, I don't know about you, but I tend to be fiercely independent. Too much so. My parents always laugh about when I was in elementary school and they'd go to back-to-school nights or parent-teacher conferences. And usually there was some sort of project that had been sent home for the kids to do that was on display at those parent-teacher conferences. And they would laugh and laugh as they went throughout the classroom and they saw these projects beautifully done, looking absolutely wonderful, but also very clear that the parents did 95% of them. And then they would get to my project, and it was very clear that I did 100% of mine on my own. And as they talked to the teacher, they'd talk about the project and they'd say, "Yep, she insisted on doing it all by herself." And the teacher would always laugh and be like, "Yeah, I can tell." That is who I am. That's who I've always been, fiercely independent. But my friends, in our lives, we need the Savior. There has to be a point in our lives where we realize that we cannot do it on our own. There are things that we simply can't heal by ourselves. There's brokenness that we can't mend on our own. And quite frankly, all things are things that would be so much easier if we would do it with the Savior on our side, inviting His help and His healing into our lives. There's a scripture in Alma chapter 5, verse 7. It's one of my favorite scriptures because it really speaks to that independent part of my soul. It says, "Behold, He," meaning the Savior, "He changed their hearts. He awakened them out of a deep sleep, and they awoke unto God." My friends, there are things that we simply can't do for ourselves. We need Him. We need Him to change our hearts. We need Him to wake us out of this deep sleep. We need Him to heal our souls and to heal our brokenness. Now, we can try to super glue our brokenness ourselves and repair it ourselves, but in the end, we're going to end up with something that's still weak and isn't any better than it was before. Or, like the Japanese art of kintsugi, we can turn it over to the Savior and allow His atonement to strengthen us, to leave us stronger than before, and to create something beautiful of our brokenness. My friends, I testify that He can do that for us because He is a living Christ. And as we approach Him, and as we come unto Him, and as we invite His power into our lives, He will heal, He will strengthen, and He will make broken things beautiful. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.